Good morning and happy Independence Day to those of you who are living in the United States of America. It is July the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, there'll be some fireworks, probably lots of fireworks shot tonight and in the next day or so. But the real fireworks begin in the morning for the wake-up call when we pray together, when we pray our prayer of consecration. So let's light the fuse this morning. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Jerusalem, the treacherous place where apostles and prophets go to die. Our text is Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through 36. Hear now the word of the Lord. When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, "Fellow Israelites, help us! This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law and this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place." They had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut. While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commander came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd shouted one thing and some another. And since the commander could not get at the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. When Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that followed kept shouting, "Get rid of him!" The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Let's begin today with a bit of a recap to get our bearings. We are in Jerusalem with the Apostle Paul, the firebrand turned lightning rod, who is now on the Jerusalem's most wanted list. The church leadership in Jerusalem devised a plan to help Paul walk through the minefield the city had become for prophetic leaders like himself. So Paul went with the plan, took the vow, shaved his head, tried to blend in, and still got his rear end kicked, to put it mildly. So why is everyone so infuriated with Paul in Jerusalem, particularly the Jewish believers? It really does seem like a big misunderstanding to me. These Jewish believers believed Paul was teaching the Jews to turn away from the customs and traditions of Moses, such as circumcising their children. Paul was obviously not against circumcision. Ask poor Timothy. In actuality, Paul was teaching the uncircumcised Gentiles that circumcision was not necessary to receive salvation by faith through grace and become a follower of Jesus. Paul was against adding anything to the gospel of Jesus Christ. What's most confounding about this story is we have so-called Jewish believers literally trying to kill Paul. It just goes to show that the greatest threat to the gospel doesn't usually come from the outsiders, but from the insiders. Religion, and especially religious institutions, can be treacherous. Sadly, anyone who has been around the church or so-called Christian organizations and institutions for any length of time knows some of the most treacherous people are often the ones serving at high levels of leadership and governance. It is tragic and often unconscionable the way leaders, from Paul to the present day, are handled and treated in the name of Jesus. Jerusalem is a dangerous city, and for all the reasons we wouldn't expect. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, said the psalmist. It's a pretty tall order. And be assured, Jerusalem is not just a city in Israel. It is all around us. The spirit of Jerusalem runs by the ethos of optics, the thin facade of religious holiness masking the underlying ethics of power and control, driven by the economy of honor and shame, also known as image management. Then and now, Jerusalem is the place where small-stakes power players stealthily strategize to kill big-time prophets and apostles. Did you notice what the riotous crowd was shouting about Paul? It's the last verse in today's text. The crowd that followed kept shouting, "Get rid of him." It kind of reminds us of what those crowds were shouting some years earlier on a crisp spring day in this selfsame city of Jerusalem. Do the words, "Release Barabbas, crucify him," ring a bell? And in today's case, of all things, the heroes are the officers and soldiers. Thank God for the Romans. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. And because I know that your consecration is my sanctification, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. I receive my own need to actually put it like this. I receive your ever-living posture. You the one who didn't entrust himself to men, but entrusted himself continuously to the one who judges justly. And I release my need to vindicate myself. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary for the glory of God our Father, on earth as it is in heaven even. Amen. Our journal prompts today: where have you experienced the treachery of religion? And I mean Christianity. Perhaps I should say the treachery of broken men and women who unwittingly and readily break others zealously. What was going on in that situation where you experienced this? Did you remain quiet and go along with it? Or did you stand against it? And if you stood against it, what did it cost you? The hymn today, we'll just kind of stand with the old AP, the Apostle Paul, and we're going to sing a hymn written many years later. It Is Well With My Soul. Our hymnal titles it, When Peace Like a River. It's number 344 in our seedbed hymnal. Our great Redeemer's praise, 344, When Peace Like a River. We're going to sing all five verses. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. But Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. O trump of the angel, O voice of the Lord, blessed hope, blessed rest of my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Amen. Man, that was, we went the full way, gang. We ran the race on that one today. And you know, there's a verse there that I've never known or sung before in our hymnal, number 4. But Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. O trump of the angel, O voice of the Lord, blessed hope, blessed rest of my soul. Yeah, it's a new one for me. Well, it's Thursday. Of course, as I mentioned, it's a national holiday in the United States, so you may find yourself in all sorts of different settings than normal today. Family picnics, 4th of July parties, out on the lake, the river. Just be mindful that Jesus loves the 4th of July too. And that, but for Jesus, one thing I'm not is a Christian nationalist, okay? I eschew Christian nationalism. But I will say this, but for Jesus, there is no United States of America, okay? Jesus didn't found the United States of America. But any freedom that we understand, right? We certainly credit our military and our public servants for all that they've given to help us to have a free country. But the freedom that we even can begin to grasp and understand what it even means to be free, that comes from Jesus. If the Son has set you free, you will be free indeed. Yes, I hope you understand that today. I've often said, if you want to be a better citizen of any nation, you better become a real follower of Jesus. That's the secret. Jesus is our secret. Well, it's time to hit the day. It's time to get your fireworks, okay? We just shot the best ones this morning. I'll be looking for you out there on the field. I'll be watching for your fireworks. That's what we are, right? That's what it means to be a witness, is to be a firework, a work of fire. Remember how we started this whole Acts series well over a year ago? Why not be completely changed into fire? A burning bush on fire, but not consumed. That's what causes the double take in the world. That's the demonstration. All right. It's good to be with you today. Thanks for sharing the morning with me. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.